This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You happen to watch this show, House Hunters? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. House Hunters. So these are people, they profile them all over the world, and they're people that move, and so they say, oh, I'm going to move to Ireland from Atlanta, and then House Hunters tracks them and says, hey, listen, we want to help you, you know, figure out where you're going to go. So they map them to a realtor in that particular place. And it's an interesting show because you get an idea of the culture and things of different places, which is why I've watched it quite a bit. I enjoy it. I like travel. I think, you know, how much the cost of living is. I like to see the different homes in different areas of the world. Some places I've visited, others I'd like to go. And you get a feel for it, and they give you an area, you know, an idea of, is this a good area, bad area, what people are looking for, etc. So there's many, many things about it that I think you would find fascinating. At least I do. So I'm watching this show, and House Hunters, it's a show that's on HGTV, featured its first thruple. Do you know what a thruple is? Not a couple, a thruple. Now, that is a polyamorous couple, meaning there's more than two people in the relationship. There, in this particular case, there are three people in the relationship. Now, House Hunters has been featuring, and most of these shows have been featuring many, many, many gay couples going to look for, you know, homes. And I don't have any issue with that. Gay people got to have a place to live. I'm not going to defend it. I'm not homophobic because I don't need to defend it at all. I don't care what people do with their lives sexually. But I just find it interesting how much they're promoting this idea. So, you know, I don't know what the relationship is in terms of gays versus straights. But suddenly on this show, you got one out of every three to four episodes, you're seeing gay people, gay couples, gay guys, gay girls, etc. And I remember making looking at this show one day and going, God, they seem to be featuring a lot of gay people. And then, of course, they feature a gay couple with their kids. Because, of course, you know, gay couples obviously have kids, not with each other, but apparently they've adopted or they're bringing them in from a previous heterosexual marriage, but the gay couple. So you can see this sort of slow indoctrination. And for the record, I understand gay people got to have houses. They need to know. From an entertainment point of view, gay people can't watch straight people buy houses and feel like, you know, hey, that could be us. And I know, you know, from a straight person perspective, I personally don't care if a gay couple buy houses. I just do find it a little weird that, you know, that suddenly it becomes a fascination with how many gay couples are buying houses. So if that's bringing it into the mainstream and the left feels like that's what they're supposed to do, fine. But it's a little overdone. It's a little overdone. And when it gets to the point where you feel like you're just throwing this gay couple in my face just to show me that, you know, I know gay people buy houses. If it's an interesting story, then I'm curious. And I'm not going to spoil House Hunters for you by telling you that it's fake. But in many cases, they are fake. Okay? Hey, I did say I wasn't going to spoil that, right? Yeah, so a friend of mine, she and her husband went on House Hunters. And she said, no, we didn't buy the house, whatever. She goes, we just were a good-looking couple, and we did the thing. Oh, my gosh, yeah, this is really good. Yeah, this will be great for the kids. And of course, it burst my bubble. Maybe it burst yours, but it isn't real. It's WWE, folks. It's wrestling. Okay, there you have it. At least that's according to my friend. So for the house hunters and the people that come after me and say, you told people it was fake, I'm telling you, I heard it was fake. I'm not going to tell you who said it, but it was somebody that I believe. They were on House Hunters, and they said, we certainly didn't buy the house. And all their friends were calling up going, I can't believe you bought that house. You know, you guys moved. And they go, we haven't moved. We didn't do anything. We got a free vacation. Essentially, that was it. Back to the throuple. So now, House Hunters is featuring this throuple. Relationship made up of three people, two women and a man, Lori Gelly, or Gelly, G-E-L-I, and Brian. The couple have two children that Brian and Lori had together, and then they introduced Gelly, or Gelly, G-E-L-I, into the mix. Now, how do I know all this? It's because they told me. See, but this is where I come back to the thing of they're walking around. So here's a good example. Two guys are walking around the house, and they say, wow, this would be great, you know, great for this or great for our this or great for that. For all I know, it could be two roommates, it could be two business partners, or it could be two lovers. And I'll figure it out, but they want to make sure in House Hunters that I know these two guys are gay. And, you know, and same thing. So here's Lori, Brian, and Gelly, or Jelly, or whatever her name is. Let's call her Jelly. And they want to make sure we know. Well, Brian and Lori have the two children, and Jelly is the third who came in after the fact. And you're learning this as you walk along. Why? To look at the house, to look at this beautiful location of where they're going to relocate to. It can't just be three people walking around the house going, oh my gosh, this would be wonderful for this or that. Maybe, here, let me just see if you do this. Maybe I would think that Jelly, the additional one, the third one in the throuple, the threesome, is their sister, is a cousin that's going to move in, is an au pair, a host of different things that it could be. But no, they want you to know they are a throuple. Now, I'm not even moralizing about the throuple. If you want to be a throuple, I don't have a problem with that. Many people have their relationships, and I can tell you this, in D.C., they have their, what they call it, you know, the situations where they say, I won't look at your situation if you don't look at mine. Husbands and wives in D.C., politicians say, do what you want. There are many throuples and quadruples and centuples and septuples and all this floating around the world, and some people know about them and some people don't. So I'm not moralizing about it, but what I am saying is when you start promoting it, which is what HGTV is doing, they're trying to change culture, they're trying to change the view on it, and I think that's where conservatives struggle.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think that Iowa was a test run to see what the Democrats could do to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders should not be a Democrat, should not be a presidential candidate anyway. And the Democrats don't want him. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That is a fact. The Democrats do not want Bernie Sanders. That was made clear in 2016. Bernie got the memo. He got paid off. And now he's looking for a second payday. Bernie Sanders, even if he wins a Democrat nominee, and he won't, he would never be president of the United States. The United States is not that stupid. We do not elect communists to run our country. And the fact that Bernie Sanders is even getting this much attention shows you how bad things are and where you should be putting your money, which, by the way, is not in your alma maters, your colleges and universities. In fact, we should be looking for ways to defund these colleges and universities. They've let the ruse of education, the idea, we're going to have an educated populace. No, we don't. We're going to have an indoctrinated populace who is actually more stupid than those who skip college. The people who skip college, I think it was Einstein that said, I learned despite my education. Something along those lines, like I didn't let my education get in the way of my learning. And what he was saying is people that want to formalize education sometimes are not trying to educate you. I'm not saying this is a true across the board. Nothing ever is. But what I'm telling you is that sometimes education is meant to twist your mind into a way that's of somebody else's thinking. These are cult leaders for the most part, these so-called educators. They're cult leaders. And so the very same people that want to influence politics, tell you how big of a soda you need to drink, tell you when you can die because you're on a waiting list, and they go, look, you're 85 years old and you want to get a new blankety blank or get this operation. We can't afford it. It doesn't benefit the public good. You're past your expiration date or your usefulness to us. So some group of intelligentsia want to tell you when to die. And if it's a single person, then they go, yeah, you're 95, you're 92, you're 83, you're 76 with this condition. They're going to set up a series of rules that say when it is okay for the government to essentially exterminate you. And if you think they can do it for the individual, no conspiracy here, folks. They can do it for the masses. If they determine, look, if you're over 90 and you are trying to get an operation, we're not going to give you the operation. Okay. So, as Bloomberg said, and we talked about this, he says, well, just go die. Go, you've lived a long life, go die. What about when you go in and they go, hey, you know what? Let's just go ahead and do euthanasia. It's the same way it is with animals. Your dog gets to a point, you know, it starts crapping in its own bed or whatever, and we say, enough is enough. We as human beings have that responsibility to animals to say, you know what? This is no longer, your life isn't worth living anymore to my pet, you're going to go. But we as responsibility to ourselves as human beings, we don't get that. Certainly there's no commission that should say that. If you as an individual, the AKA Kevorkian, decide that's the end, maybe you should be able to do it. But the government shouldn't. Bloomberg shouldn't be able to do that. Anyway, it's not what I'm want to talk about. I'm want to talk about those are the people that set the rules. Those are the people that determine who is going to get a little more attention than normal, etc. Who's going to be able to get be that state rep, that state senator, the mayor, the governor, whatever. These are the people making those decisions, the guys like Bloomberg. They do it with their checkbooks. They do it with their media outlets. That's how they do it. That's how it gets determined. And Bernie Sanders, he's starting to notice it. He's starting to attack Bloomberg. Bloomberg wants to buy his way into the presidency? Yeah, he does. Steyer has bought black people in South Carolina. Bloomberg is now faking these different events and bringing in black folks. If he needs going to speak to Latinos, he goes and buys Latinos. He needs Asians, he buys Asians. They all love me, he says. No, Michael, Mini Mike, they love your money. But here's the documents that reveal that the DNC was intimately involved in the troubled Iowa caucus app. I think this was a trial run to see, can we steal this thing from Bernie? If we get this Iowa caucus app, if it's ready by Super Tuesday, can we do this and get this thing stolen from Bernie so it doesn't look like we you know, essentially railroaded him out, which is what they did in 2016. Wasn't going to matter. Bernie was going to get his butt kicked in 2016, and 2020 does not bode well for Bernie. The Democrats are panicked over nothing. Bernie Sanders, he resonates with stupid kids and stupid Democrats, which, of course, is an oxymoron. I mean, they are stupid. Stupid Democrat is the same thing. It's not an oxymoron. It's the same thing. It's being redundant. That's what I meant to say. So Bernie Sanders isn't doing that well, but the Democrats are still panicked because he's doing well enough that it'll influence what's going on, and they got to make it look like Bernie lost legit. So this app, I think, was an attempt to make Bernie essentially lose. Wasn't a test run is what the question I asked. Democrats had lied about their involvement in the act, in the app rather. And given the subterfuge of Democrats, you have to wonder, were they going after Bernie? Here's what I will tell you about Bernie and his socialists. Because Bernie, the newly minted millionaire, doesn't want you to know that Fidel Castro, the communist, died with $900 million in his bank account. $900 million. Socialism, communism can pay, can't it? Bernie's still got a lot of work to do. Did you know this? Socialist Hugo Chavez is worth $4 billion. Did you know that? Maybe not. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. He owns three houses. He owns a sports car. And I don't know if you saw that picture of Bernie that somebody took. He's flying first class. Bernie does not practice what he preaches. Why didn't Bernie fly coach? What was it? Does he have to think more? Does he think better in first class? I mean, Bernie wants to represent that he is one of the ordinary people, and he's not. And neither are the people that Bernie emulates, that Bernie exalts, that Bernie believes are the best guys in the world. These Chavez's and these Castro's. And the Democrats know this about Bernie, and they know that he doesn't have a shot. They must derail him. Look, I don't know what this app is about. All I know is the DNC lied about its participation. Buttigieg was involved in it as well. He came out on top in Iowa. Statistical tie with Bernie. And when you go back and look at the numbers, how is that possible? Bernie crushed it in 2016 with Hillary Clinton and as his competitor. And he doesn't even beat a small town mayor. How's that possible? Shenanigans?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
President Trump is a man who is tough and outspoken, but he also has a kind heart. This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich also says his freedom was stolen from him. A hearing will be held earlier next month to discuss the coronavirus. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee will hold a hearing on March 3rd. Numerous officials from different agencies will testify. And Democrats are preparing for their debate tonight in Las Vegas. They are welcoming former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage for the first time. Meanwhile, about 300 miles away, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, that being held in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Saw this story about the passenger who was on the airline, and she leaned her seat back, and the passenger behind her starts having a conniption. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, TheKevinJacksonShow.com. You can call us at 844-551-8255. So what are your rights on an airline? Now, you give up rights on an airline. You fall under federal, you know, whatever laws, FAA rules or whatever. So, you know, that's why you can't have weapons and can't say certain things. I mean, you give up a lot of rights. The flight attendant, it doesn't seem like she's that big of a deal. She can have you arrested. The pilots, oh my God, they're like the president of the plane. You know, they can do, they got a lot of power once you get on a plane. Now, we dismiss it because, you know, most of us are good, solid citizens, and we, no big deal. But occasionally, things happen, like they overbook, and you remember the Asian dude that got dragged off the plane? Apologized to, probably got a lot of money for getting dragged off the plane. You have people that, you know, complain. They kick you off because you had too much to drink, or they think you've had too much to drink, or maybe you're just being obnoxious. Lots of reasons that people don't get to fly anymore. You get on a no-fly list? Ooh, ugly. Ugly. How are you going to get around? Anyway, your rights are at stake beyond what you've already given up. You've ceded much of your rights as a American citizen. Once you take that ticket and jump on the plane, your rights, as you know them, are different, very different. And it's understandable. It's for the public good. You're now flying on, you know, a plane with a couple hundred people. Things that you do can impact other people. Now, you could say, well, if I go to the mall, I'm impacting other people. Well, yeah, but they can go. They can disappear. If I'm at a church or I'm at a movie theater. And that's why, you know, you give up certain rights, like to shout fire in a movie theater, you know, would cause a panic. If anybody gets hurt, you could end up in trouble. So you give up rights anytime where your actions involving the mass public could create a problem. That's why those rules apply. And I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem with a guy who's jacking around with my seat. I'm in a seat. I bought it. Maybe you disagree with me, Kevin Jackson. Maybe. And I'd love to hear from you. I want to know, have you ever been on an airline where somebody's jacking around with your seat and, you know, you feel like, what's going on? I've been on with kids where the parents, you know, let the kids do whatever they want and the kids kick in your seat. Have you had that happen on an airplane? Maybe at a movie theater. Somewhere in a public place. Let me tell you what I do. Because I've had it happen two or three times that I can remember. I mean, it's happened more than that. But in a couple of times, kid's kicking my seat. You turn around, you look at the kid like, hey, what are you doing? There's somebody sitting here. Then, if they don't have enough, you know, savvy, they're kids of liberals, and they don't have enough savvy to figure out that the look meant stop kicking my seat, then what I do is I look at the kid. I don't even care what the parents say. And I go, hey, excuse me, little guy, or little girl, can you please stop kicking my seat? And if the parents don't get the hint, then I say to the parents, you need to keep your kid from kicking my seat. That's what I do. And finally, if I need to, I will go to the people in charge of whatever venue or the, you know, the flight attendant or whatever and say, would you please instruct the parents of this child to stop them from kicking my seat? It is my seat. Now, I haven't had to do that. I've looked at the kid and I've said, I would appreciate it if you stop kicking my seat. And I do it in a way that's firm enough for them to understand I'm an adult talking to you. Stop kicking my seat. I haven't had adults mess with me. Now, is it annoying when that seat comes back at you? A little bit. You know, when I see the seat, I'm like, oh, crap. Okay, they need more room because it squashes my computer towards me. And let's face it, airline seats aren't that big. But I don't get mad because they paid for a seat. It reclines. My seat reclines. The only people who could get mad about seats not reclining are the people in the exit rows because their seats don't recline. If you really want the best seat, go sit in the seat behind the exit row because they can't recline. You're going to have full use of your little bit of space. And I know how people are. Look, I've flown enough. Big people want the exit row seats. They don't recline, but they got lots of leg room. So, there you have it. But this guy, a woman reclines her seat, and this guy is like pushing her and bumping the seat and doing a host of other things. And this airline passenger, I think her name was Wendy Williams, she's suing American Airlines because they said she knocked over the man's drink. Which, for the record, I don't know that she... You know, I'm not going to make an analysis. It's tough to do. It's not tough to do if you were to just bang it hard or whatever. But it's, you know, it's not really meant to do it. The seat, the drink thing, the tray sort of raises up. If the seat goes back, it doesn't tip down or anything. But it is possible. You could bang it. You know, it's not like we're all in a confined position, you know, confined area. So it's possible. But if it did, it maybe it was an accident. I don't know. If it was intentional, I get it. I'd be mad, too, if somebody did it intentionally, but I couldn't imagine what I would have done that would make them do it intentionally. I'm just trying to apply a little common sense here. So, again, I ask you, should you have to ask permission to lean your seat back? It's the seat you paid for. It's got a button on it. You push the button, zoop, you go back. You can't go back that far, maybe 3-4 inches. Okay, 6 at the most. I don't think it's even that far, but that's it. Now, why am I even talking about this? Because Delta came out, and Delta says, the Delta CEO says, well, you should ask permission to put your seat back. And I'm going, wait a minute. I've paid for a seat. That's and in some cases, like in American or Delta, your seat, you pick it. And you pick it based on when you decide to fly and what's available. Now, if you know you're going to fly early and you don't want to hassle with the people leaning back on you, get the very front row. Get the front row of the seats that in the emergency rows, or because usually there's two of those. Either of those, you got no issues. And there you go. Those are your choices if you don't want people leaning back. Other than that, everybody paid for the same seat, and they get the opportunity to lean back. So Delta says, no, you should ask for permission. Hey, listen, is it okay if I lean back? No, it's not. Okay, so what are you going to do? Sleep, like, front and just keep doing that bouncy thing with your head, you know? You know? You know what I'm talking about, because we've all been there. You're tired, and if you can lean back 3 or 4 inches... It'll keep your head from bobbing and bobbing. So here's the next question. If your head bobs and you bump it on the seat, can you sue because you couldn't lean back? You get where I'm going? This is the craziness of the world that we live in now. Here's what somebody tweeted. This is what Williams tweeted. At American Airlines, please refrain from placing any blame on what happened to me on your awful airline with your rude flight attendant. If I had inadvertently spilled the drink on the man, she put it in quotes, I had no idea that happened. Who said it did? So they don't even know if she spilled the drink. She's going, if I did it, it wasn't intentional. Let me ask you, how many things unintentional happen to you on an airline? I'll give you an example for me. When I'll be like nodding off or something like that, and somebody's got to get up to go to the restroom. You know what they do? They grab your seat to pull themselves up. And it kind of wakes you up like, oh. You ever felt like somebody's messing around with the bottom of you, like they're digging through to get the magazine or something? Or they put something in there and it jolts you or you feel it? I mean, there's many, many things that happen on a plane that you just get used to it. The person next to you wants to chat you up or is obnoxious. It used to be, before we all got headphones, they would play their music and you watch a movie out loud, and you had to deal with that. Now, you don't have to deal with any of that. It's slowly coming around to where, you know, you're pretty much just in your little zone. And it's a small amount of space anyway. Now, no. You don't have any more. I'm going to take away another right, and now I'm going to make you have to ask somebody behind, can I recline the seat that I paid for? Because it might be an intrusion to you. Sorry. Maybe if the person was in the far back of the plane, you know, that seat that has no way of going back, because you're stuck, you're next to a bulkhead and next to the restroom, maybe then I would say, hey, listen, I know you don't have a lot of space, but I'm telling you right now, I'm never asking that question. I'm not going to do it. Delta President, I think it's proper for you to do this if you're going to recline into someone that you ask if it's okay. Then you can do it. See, that's how liberalism starts. Hey, pretty soon, hey, just ask if it's okay to take the seat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
One or both of us is probably going to go to jail. But if I'm a corporate executive and you're a senator and I give you IPO shares in stock and over the course of one day that stock nets you $100,000, that's completely legal.
And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband have participated in at least 8 IPOs. One of those came in 2008 from Visa, just as a troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosis purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at 64. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. Congresswoman Pelosi also declined our request for an interview, but agreed to call on us if we attended her news conference.
Madam Leader, I wanted to ask you why you and your husband, back in March of 2008, accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa. At a time, there was major legislation affecting the credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential and favorable stock deal?
Well, we didn't.
And you participated in the IPO.
Well, I hadn't.
And at the time, you were Speaker of the House. You don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, sir. That I would act upon an investment. Yes.
Congresswoman Pelosi pointed out that the tough credit card legislation eventually passed, but it was 2 years later and was initiated in the Senate.
I will hold my record in terms of fighting the credit card companies as a Speaker of the House or as a member of Congress up against anyone.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I play that clip from 60 Minutes to highlight that you've got leftist media now putting Democrats under scrutiny. Finally, these people are falling under scrutiny. Ilhan Omar is being investigated for giving campaign money to her brother or somebody, and who, by the way, was her husband, and now she's giving campaign money to her boyfriend. Joe Biden is probably under investigation by the FBI. I would say it's pretty safe to say. We have lots of investigations going on. Now, if you're a person that goes, well, Kevin, you know, these things happen and it always seems like we're doing investigations, but no, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Eventually, something is going to stick. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can stick to my program and let people know about it and make us sticky so that, you know, we make some money on this thing. See, what's happening at the 30,000-foot level is two things. One, Donald Trump is exposing the Democrats with fake news, running his own media campaign, because all the news about Trump is negative. If Trump cured cancer, they would tell you cancer is good for the body. But at this 30,000-foot level, is Donald Trump improving the economy, dropping bombs on terrorists, building that wall, making jobs available for everybody, tackling other aspects of immigration, tackling aspects of trade, and I could go on. And I'm doing these kind of methodically, just to say, like, boom, then boom, then boom, then boom, to let you know that it's consistent. It isn't. Let me contrast it with something that'll maybe make this more meaningful to you. When Barack Obama was doing stuff, it was all about Obamacare. Remember? He was a one-trick pony. Obamacare, 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 Obamacare. And so all of it was about Obamacare. Now, he was destroying. He was emptying Gitmo, letting out terrorists, you know, issuing travel bans and all that. But the media was focused on Obamacare, Obamacare, because they needed the success of Obamacare. Big failure. Couldn't even get the website to work. Spent billions of dollars on. Let me tell you, I've been in IT for a lot of years. There's no way that website should have cost that kind of money to build. They were bilking the system. Probably people who were donors to Barry, Baby Black Jesus. If you want to follow that trail, I would almost guarantee you anywhere that there's a benefit in it, where we got soaked in the campaign, you can bet Democrats are all over it. They're making money hand over fist. I was at a school board meeting the other night. That we're going to implement this, and then we got this training program, and the whole time I'm just going, yeah, what leftist is running that? What leftist got that? What leftist got this contract? We're not getting the money. We're just funding it. We're funding the whole ruse. Anyway, Donald Trump is running, has a 30,000-foot level where he's success one, success two, success three, success four, success five, success six. Oh, success 2B, you know, number 2B is in Bravo. Success 3, A, B, and C. All the successes continue to get mounting successes. Tax cuts for business, tax cuts for people, rebates coming from companies because of the tax cuts. You know, so one thing begat another, etc. And the Democrats are going, what are we going to do? Meanwhile, what are the Democrats doing at their 30,000-foot level? They're running Russian collusion scams. They're running Ukraine scams. They're running, as we showed with Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, in the worst economic time in America's history, bar none, including the Great Depression, Nancy Pelosi went from a net worth of $12 million to $35-plus million. She almost tripled tripled her worth in the worst 3 years, 2008 through 2010. Don't believe me, look it up for yourselves. And so you've got that corruption. You've got all kinds of investigations that are going to be going on for the Democrats. Everything pointing back to the Democrats. I'm talking about heads of CIA, heads of NSA, heads of the FBI, heads of the FISA courts, all of it. That's their 30,000-foot level. And now you've got a president who says, I'm not letting this go. At the other 30,000-foot level, you got Democrats who are about to get bloody. We've been talking about it this entire hour. Democrats are about to get bloody. They have to. If you're serious about approaching, you know, what are you going to do about these, all this stuff? What are you going to do about it? If you're serious about it, being president, you got to start addressing these issues. You got to start attacking Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. You got to jump on them. When they make a mistake, you got to jump on them. Pete Buttigieg. And you know what they're still doing? They're still tap dancing around stuff. But they're going to have to quit tap dancing. Because there's a guy they're going to face. He is not going to he's going to tap dance right to tat tat upside that head. That's what Donald Trump is going to do. He's going to remind them of all the things that they're against. You're against the military. You are for the cartels. You are for human trafficking. You wanted to give, you people wanted to attend Soleimani's funeral. They said it was a bad thing for us to have killed him, and on and on. They all, every one of the Democrats voted and said during the primary, during the last debate, I would not have killed Soleimani. So what's your policy towards Iran going to be? So what, Donald Trump's policy towards Iran is working? What's that got to do with anything? That's what the Democrats are saying. So what? His policy works. So what, his policy towards China is working? China's got its own series of major problems, right, with this bioweapon that they've released called the coronavirus. Oh, and let me tell you, the coronavirus is definitely going to be impacting China's, you know, output and GDP and a host of other things. It's going to have little impact. Oh, the stock market was down the other day 100 points. Really? That's your note to notification to America? Your portfolio might have dropped 0.2% temporarily. You want to know why temporarily? Because you got a guy in there who's going to get it back for you. No worries. Man, Democrats are in big trouble. Big trouble. I played a clip earlier, Devin Nunes warning them, saying, you know what? They think this is over. This is not over. We are about to get a drop of information on additional things that is going to blow this thing open. They can no longer keep the lid on this. They just can't do it. And the more we learn about them, the more unscrupulous we find out that they are, the worse it's going to be for them. Their base is going to abandon them. And it's old, long overdue.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.